You're listening to Hope Notes with Jeff. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Frustrated, that's right where the enemy wants you. But this is a Hope Note, so we're not going to stay there. Even though it's felt like it's so pervasive recently, I'm guessing you've been battling it too. I'm Jen, and the thing is, when you're down, when you're discouraged, it's harder to do the things you know are good for you, whether that's exercising or getting outside, getting some fresh air, reaching out to a friend for a listening ear, it's praying, it's spending time in God's word, it's doing the things that you know will help you feel better. It's so much easier when you're discouraged to instead distract yourself with the temporary comforts of mindless scrolling on social media, binge watching, comfort eating. Ooh, that bag of chips does sound really good. But you know how it goes. When you're discouraged and you don't make great choices, it's easier to keep making not great choices. And again, the enemy wants us to stay there. He wants these killer D's, as they're called, with discouragement, which can lead to disillusionment. And then we doubt God cares about the hurts that we're carrying. We disbelieve he's going to do anything to change our situation. So that makes us not want to pray. It makes us not want to trust. We can find ourselves given over to despair and even depression. Instead of allowing the enemy to distract you or me from one more precious second that could be spent on something better, let's remember Jesus' words in John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Heavenly Father, I wish it weren't the case that I put off doing the things I know you want me to do and the things that will help me move forward. When I'm down, it's easy to stay there, which only leads to continued discouragement. That's exactly where the enemy wants me, so I won't connect with you through your word and through worship of who you are. It blocks me from remembering your faithfulness in times gone by and blinds me from the hope that with you, things can change for the better. As I pour out my heart, I humbly ask you to fill it with the truth of who you are. Remind me, God, of your goodness, your faithfulness, your great love for me, your healing power, and the hope that comes from you. Empty me of the discouragement, disappointment, doubt, and even depression the enemy wants to plant in my life. I pray you would dig up the lies I've believed and the bitterness I've allowed to creep in. Change the script in my head to, like Paul writes in Philippians, dwell on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. You are the God of encouragement, and time with you refreshes me like nothing else. Grant me the listening ear and the words to speak to another who's battling discouragement, Lord, for I know you can use all things for good, even this. I love you, and I thank you for giving me the strength to choose to look to you over my circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.